Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there, listen to our program over there, find out all the different things that we're up to, and there you go. Now, joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, obviously, we have a situation that's escalated to the point to where we've sent some 3,000 troops over to, or are sending, let's put it that way, over to the area, not to the Ukraine, but to the area. And I think the first group that went yesterday were a group of engineers. I could see the patches, and they were combat engineers, and that would make sense that they would go over, get over there right away to unload the equipment and whatnot that comes in from the next planes that would be flying in there.
I don't know what the specialties are of those that we have sent to Germany and Poland and Romania, so I can't really speak to that. Romania is the interesting one here, as I see it. We have a sizable medical operation in Romania. We've got a couple of bases in Romania, so that's really all I know necessarily about what the specialties could be. Beyond that, I can't really speak to that. What's particularly interesting is this whole declaration that between the State Department and the Department of Defense yesterday, they are accusing Russia of manufacturing what is known as a false flag operation that would be the premise of their invasion of Ukraine.
Right.
This to me is really quite remarkable. I don't know if anybody paid any attention yesterday, but Matt Lee, who I think is an Associated Press reporter assigned to the State Department, who actually is really quite good at what he does, to be honest with you. He challenged the State Department several times yesterday, Nick Price, about this assertion of the false flag. And they're saying, well, we've got intelligence, we've got this, well, then where is it? Well, we just have it. Well, where is it? And so, I mean, Matt was even going so far as to saying this, what you're declaring here, sounds like Alex Jones territory. So it's kind of like, what's the evidence? And the State Department just wouldn't come out with that. Admiral Kirby, who's the Pentagon spokesperson, was right. pretty much saying the same thing. I think this is a very dangerous declaration that they made, because it could say to the Kremlin, it could say to Moscow, oh, really, this is what you think? And then, you know, really be a lot more aggressive. So I'm not sure I understand why our intelligence operations between the Pentagon and the State Department came out with this declaration yesterday. It really kind of defies logic to me.
Well, we know that Poland has stepped in now, and they want a permanent rotational of U.S. troops increase in and out of Poland on a regular basis. You heard that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and that's been going on for a while. So we did send some troops. It looks like we're sending some troops to Poland to help them out. But the Ukraine has called for the European Union, rather, and the United States to release their sanction plans to deter Russia. I don't think any sanctions are going to deter Russia. If they decide to do this, they're going to do it.
Well, what is really kind of missing when it comes to facts about Ukraine is that since Crimea, the CIA has, you know, a paramilitary unit, and we have brought into the United States since Crimea, which is what, 2014 that happened? I can't remember what
year.
But anyway, we have brought in some key people here to the United States and trained them in military tactics, in intelligence tactics. And we have paramilitaries, which generally says that the CIA has borrowed some special forces guys. And we have been in Ukraine all this time since 2014 training Ukrainians. So when they say that Ukraine has got a very different military today than it had in 2014, that's absolutely true. And that's an important thing. They're up to around 300,000 in uniform in some form or another, including old women like me.
Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Jeff is going to take us to break.
98600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help? If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And before we get to Denise Simon, I need to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for some 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O, to find out where your local agent is and talk to them, or you can get a rate quote right off the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can get the quote over there for that too. But remember this, the way that you get your policy rate at the lowest possible level is if you bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance through Geico. And if you do that, you'll save the most money that you can. So, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website to go to. And we hope you save a lot of money while you're over there. Now, before we go back to Denise Simon, I have got a story here from Bob Agnew. It's a short clip, so I'm going to play this, and then we'll go right to Denise Simon.
Senator Cotton says Putin has big plans for his region of the world, ones that go well beyond Ukraine.
That he wants to reassemble the greater Russian empire, not just back from the Soviet Russia days, but all the way back to the Tsarist days.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network that in the process, Putin would like to control a series of neighboring countries as a buffer zone to keep the West at bay.
He does not want anything like democratic or representative government in Slavic lands like Ukraine.
Cotton says Putin fears such ideas may become popular and even spread to Russia. Bob Agnew reporting.
Okay, so Denise, if he really wants to do this, he's got quite a little trip to make, doesn't he?
Look, he's already taken Crimea, and nobody is admitting it, but he's already taken Belarus.
Mm-hmm.
And it also appears that he has, for the most part, taken some authority over Serbia.
Right.
So, you know, I would be challenging, or have very interesting discussions when it comes to, Europe and Eastern Europe and Moscow. Why isn't anybody necessarily admitting what is happening in Serbia and Belarus? So there's, I would say there's some very good truth to what Senator Cotton has said, and he's not the only one that has said it. And he's hurting Ukraine today already for one reason, and that is because when you are being threatened with a military conflict, otherwise known as war,
right,
what happens to your economy?
It drops.
What happens to business investment? Mm-hmm. What happens to, you know, the whole economic engine of a country? It collapses. And so, you know, Ukraine was trying to find its stability going all the way back to when Vice President Joe Biden had the Ukraine portfolio. They've been trying to, and with the new president, Zelensky, they were trying to find some real stability and some legitimacy and all these other kinds of things because, you know, they were supposed to be one of the most corrupt countries in, you know, Eastern Europe. And so now they're really forcing Ukraine to be back where, you know, to lose the advantage or the things that they have gained since, they became independent, and they're trying to clean things up. So, you know, a lot of people really are not discussing what Russia has already done to Ukraine.
Well, let's talk about this for a second, because the United States has threatened to cut off the chip supply to Russia if it invades the Ukraine. Why not just do it and not tell them, well, we might do this, just do it?
Well, exactly. I mean, why are we saying anything that, you know, why are we saying we're doing this and we're doing that and we're going to do these sanctions and we're, you know, those troops, those Russian troops on the Ukraine border just didn't appear here in the last month.
No.
It goes all the way back to last year.
Uh-huh.
And what they're doing, and I see very few talking, these experts, air quote experts, talking about Belarus. So, you know, it really kind of defies logic that we haven't taken some kind of proactive measures against Russia already. Mm-hmm. I mean, why is this administration, and why are the Democrats, because let's admit that they are in control of the House and Senate, why haven't they been assertive in addressing some kind of sanctions package?
Well, I did see Jack Keane mention briefly about Belarus, but I didn't see him say hardly what I thought should have been enough.
Well, I didn't get to hear what he said yesterday and wanted to, but I think, you know, Jack Keane, you know, I think for the most part I agree with him. But when it comes to others in media that, you know, talk to Jen Psaki in these White House press briefings, they hardly know what to ask.
They don't know what they're doing.
I think the only one is Jennifer Griffin, pretty much gets it.
Yeah, she does, and they don't really know what they're doing. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. I'm not sure, but I think we might have Elliot on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Kevin, it's James in Clearwater.
Okay, James, what's up?
I want to touch more on the China-Soviet connection here, because I really think this is really strong. Way back in 96, they had the Shanghai summit back there in April, and they pledged each other military potential as well as building up the militaries of countries that were anti-American, and they specifically named Iran and Iraq. And then 3 years later, Russian Chinese navies had a joint operation.
Yeah.
And the real kicker was on July 16, 2001. And they had the Russia-China Treaty for native enriched friendship and cooperation. But they basically wanted to have a world where one country couldn't dominate another. And they had massive transfer of Russian arms sales and WMDs to China. But the bottom line of that is if they had the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction around the world, it would force the United States to spread its resources thinly to deal with evolving crises in different regions simultaneously. That was 20 years ago. This has been going in plan for 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The main thing that really gets me, and I'll ask you this, Denise, there's been 2,000 Russians intercepted at the southern border. It's mm-hmm. not getting a lot of attention. Where do these guys go? It seems anything across our border goes into a black hole. How can we track any of this that's going on? There's got to be money, subtle, anything that we can follow to see what's going on here.
Okay, let's try to answer that. Thanks, James. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Russia and China typically have not liked each other, but they have a common adversary, and that's us.
Mm-hmm.
So as a consequence, they do collaborate. And interestingly enough, just here in the last hour, because of the opening of the Olympics, President Xi and Putin have already had they're both there, obviously, and they've both just had a little confab. So when these confabs happen, everybody looks at those two leaders, but, you know, they travel with an envoy, so are there envelopes and packages that have been exchanged by their staffing teams that are traveling with them? The FBI director Christopher Wray come out earlier in the week and say that China is in fact much more of a threat to the United States than Russia has ever been, and they work cases, hundreds of cases, new cases every day. They may be doing that, but I'm not seeing any consequence of what the FBI is doing. Furthermore, hasn't anybody asked a question other than me, is that why don't we have a FBI field office dedicated strictly to all things at that southern border? We just had a couple of thousand Russians and, interestingly enough, Ukrainians come across that border in late December, early January, I think it was. And that got 1 second worth of airtime. 1 second, maybe two. So we don't know what's coming across that border, especially when it comes to gotaways. And then when we do know what's coming across that border, we're still releasing them. We're not sending anybody back, even though the Supreme Court has compelled the Biden administration to do so.
Uh-huh.
And when you've got Russian and Chinese and Iranians and Syrians and, you know, whatever coming across, what are they bringing with them? Are they bringing any kind of WMD? We have no idea.
All right, to be continued tonight, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to talk about, so I'll talk to you then. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Try it on over there and check out the things that she writes. And it'll be a very busy day and night. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A tornado in Hale County, Alabama has destroyed many homes, killed at least one person, and three are critically injured. Gloria Doss and her family own several homes and properties there.
I was very terrified. I was actually in the doctor's office and had to leave. I was very terrified.
The winter storm that's moving across the country brought snow and ice and power outages from Dallas to Little Rock. President Biden is claiming success after a counterterrorism operation, which was carried out in northwest Syria, killed a top leader in the Islamic State.
Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
The president said the choice was made to send in special forces.
We made this choice to minimize civilian casualties.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you, all United States veterans. They all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for more military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Of course, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We'll tell you more about them, but I want you to check them out by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go and be trained to become an aviation maintenance technician, and you can take that training and that certificate you're going to get and go anywhere in the world and find work. Now, that being said, the two schools are, one's in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa right here, and they're on the other side of Tampa Bay over in Clearwater. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits
of Boston. So in either case, you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again, you should call them up, I'm going to give you the number, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one down here in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll also be able to talk to some of the instructors. You'll also be able to talk to some of the money people and find out how that works. They'll help you get your application together for either a student loan, or if you're a veteran, they'll help you with your GI Bill benefits so you can see what you got. Some of you won't have all of it because you may have already used some of it up. But if you got all your benefits and you haven't used them yet, then obviously your schooling is going to be paid 100%. And that's a good thing. So the phone number again, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Or check them out online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Now, U.S. commandos were successful in a raid in Syria, where they got the bad guy they went after, the leader of ISIS. And unfortunately, 13 people were killed, including 6 children and 4 women. Now, the DOD, our DOD, is explaining what happened was this leader had explosives in the upstairs apartment where he was living. Plus, he may have been wearing a suicide vest. I cannot confirm that, but I can tell you I've heard that. And he touched the explosives off. And as a result, he not only killed himself, he killed his family, the children, the women, the whole nine yards. And that was the end of that. This is what they do. This is what these people do. Now, have we got absolutely 100% proof of that? Not so far that I know, but I'm sure there'll be more coming as they debrief the unit that went in and did what they did. I'm sure we'll see and hear more about it. You don't forget things like that. So, we'll wait till the jury's out on that one. I'll put it that way. We'll wait until we get more information. Now, Biden is sending 3,000 troops to Europe amid the Ukraine tension. It looked like as if yesterday I could see a unit patch that I recommend, or I remembered from a combat engineer group. And that would make sense that they were sending combat engineers over there ahead of time to get everything ready so they could get the equipment offloaded and get it going wherever it needs to go. That makes sense to me. But I also saw some frontline combat units from the 82nd Airborne patches. So they were in the mix, too. And I also saw some military policemen. Now, the military policemen had their little orange, or they weren't orange, they were lime green bandoleros on, so you could tell that that's who they were. And, of course, they go wherever because they're obviously directing the traffic, you know, go this way, go that way, whatever, when they get into a strange land. So that's what I saw getting on the plane, one of the planes I was watching load yesterday when I was participating in watching the TV to see if I could pick up anything. Now, there'll be more, too. And by the way, thank you, Fred, down there in Fort Lauderdale, for your kind comments. Remember, been there, done that. That's the difference between some of these other folks and what we do here, and you already know that. But also, we know that the retired Army colonel who was gone after by the Trump folks because he was one of the witnesses in the first impeachment case. He was a pivotal witness in the first impeachment case against Donald Trump. He's now sued Donald Trump Jr. and the former president and other Trump allies, accusing them of participating in an intentional, concerted campaign of unlawful intimidation and harassment over his decision to testify. Don't know what's going to happen there. Sounds like somebody's crying over spilled milk. We'll know soon enough. I think his name was Vindman, if I remember right, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Now, a leaked text suggests that possible U.S.-Russia missile arrangements have been made over Ukraine. The United States could be willing to enter into an agreement with Russia to ease tensions over missile deployments in Europe if Moscow steps back from the brink in Ukraine, according to a leaked document that was published in a Spanish newspaper on Wednesday. I didn't hear about that until this morning. So that sort of stuff stays under the radar usually, but we were able to find out about it. Now, we are getting satellite images showing that Russian troops are training and moving around the area. There's been more deployments of more Russians around Ukraine, Belarus as well. Nearly every area photographed now has tents or shelters for personnel, suggesting an increased overall readiness level. And some of the images show artillery training in progress, where they're actually firing artillery. We'll see what happens there. All right. Let me go to the phone line here real quick. Okay, Mel, we're coming up on a break, but go for it. We got about a minute.
Yeah, Captain. I hear you talking about what these guys are doing as far as setting up their infrastructure to perpetrate this unlawful and unobjectionable war that we on the right have we want no part of. I don't hear any objection coming from your side of this issue. Since you report on it, but you don't have an objection to what this criminal in the Oval Office.
Mel, it's not for me. It's not for me to decide one way or the other. I report the news. You decide. You know that.
All
right, I got to go. Here comes the break. Here comes the break. Nope. I report, you decide. That's the way it's always been here. I'm not taking an issue on this. If I did, I would let you know. But right now I'm reporting because there's too many things out there, and they are out there. We can't disprove, we can't prove it. So actions speak louder than words. We're going to find out. One way or the other, we're going to find out. I just don't see us going to war over this situation. I think it's a lot of saber rattling.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Before I get to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, I need to remind everybody that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with many miles of free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them on the web at MossAcura.com. That's MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. So there you go. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
You probably saw the troops preparing to deploy to Eastern Europe from Fort Bragg. I believe the first troop movement that went out were the combat engineers that normally go out ahead of the equipment and get the equipment off the aircraft and whatnot and get it all set up and ready to go for the guys and gals coming in. I think that's what I saw yesterday.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, what are they really going to do? I mean, they're not going to do there. They've already said that they're not going to get involved in the Ukraine. Most of them, I think, are troop redeployments from Europe, if I'm not mistaken.
2,000 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, we have people streaming across our southern border where we have a real invasion going on, and we're sending more over to Europe. I don't understand it. I really don't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't, and we need to address the southern border, but that's a story, I guess, for a different day because they just don't want to do anything about it. But we're going to have to. We have no choice. And this election this fall, this is one of the key things that's involved that the people have had it about, and that's the open border.
Well, yeah, that little exchange that took place down there with Mayorkas and Ortiz between them and the Border Patrol agents,
yep.
Morale has never been so bad. I don't blame them. I mean, these are guys that are out there working hard, doing their job, and they're catching people that they know are criminals, and they're letting them go here in the United States. That's not fun. That's not a very rewarding job, knowing that basically what you're doing is all for naught.
Yeah, this isn't turning back south. This isn't catch and release like what we saw with the prior administration. This is catch and let go, period. You don't know where they go, what they're doing. 80% of the people that they've released into the population, they have no idea where they're at right now.
Yeah, it's sad. It is. We just seem to completely not care. We're dropping people off, in various different places around the country. It's ridiculous.
Now, we have this governor in Virginia, Youngkin, who was elected pretty much on an educational platform. He was going to get rid of the CRT restriction and going to get rid of all the different mandates, this, that, and the other. And he did it by executive order. But wouldn't you know, a Democratic-led Virginia panel has killed the bills that Youngkin had to take this to the legal level, including the CRT restrictions. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but it looks like there's a big court fight looming in Virginia right now.
Yeah, I hope that they continue to follow suit with this stuff. This, I mean, it's getting to the point of just utter ridiculousness. It really is. Again, like I said, at some point in time, people in these states are going to have to push back. We have the regulations here. I just don't wear a mask. If someone tells me to put it on, I'll put it on, but I just refuse.
Yeah, and I get it. I understand that. Now, the other thing is, you've got a big brouhaha going on up there right now with CNN and with Cuomo and $9 million. Is he going to get it? Is he not going to get it? What kind of lawsuits he got? I mean, tell me a little bit about that. What are you hearing up there?
In regards to CNN and
in regards to Cuomo and the money, he wants $9 million to keep his mouth shut.
I saw the story about Zucker, and this is 2 days ago when it first came out. These are not very good people, and I want to relay this to your listeners. And I've done a lot of political conventions. I've been to many of these studios. These are not the people that you think they are and the way they portray themselves on TV. It's not a very good crowd. I mean, you're seeing it again and again and again and just, what these people are and what they're all about. It's all about themselves. And, the type of conduct that takes place behind the scenes, again, I think it would make most Americans head spin if they really knew. And again, as I said, I wasn't shocked by it. I really wasn't. But this is kind of like par for the course. We see this happen again and again and again all over the place.
Now, the IRS is being forced to reassign employees to handle tax return And the tax return backlog, which is now starting to inundate them. It is tax season. And they had to know this was coming, but they've been wanting more and more agents for quite a while. Is this the time where they're finally going to get them?
I mean, they're going to get them from where? I mean, we have an issue here in this country when it comes to workers. And, you know, you get kids that are graduating with accounting degrees. They're going to want to go work for the IRS, or they're going to want to go work for Deloitte or some other major accounting firm out there where they're going to make a hell of a lot more money. It's going to be very, very difficult to fill those positions. It really is.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, but you would think that somebody, if the job was offered and the money was in their hand, they might jump on it, but that's just me.
Yeah, but it's, again, you know, that there's, with mm-hmm. the job market being so tight, that there's better options out there rather mm-hmm. than working for government, and that's where people are going.
Now, I got a question for you. Did you see what Nancy Pelosi said yesterday to the Olympic athletes?
Oh, to keep their mouth shut?
Yeah,
like that?
Keep their mouth shut. Don't antagonize or upset anybody over there because there's no telling what they might do.
Yeah, well, listen, she's basically saying that you get yourself in trouble, you're on your own. That's basically what she's saying.
Right.
There's really not much to do about it. And listen, you're going to have to play by the rules there, I would assume. And if you don't want to get yourself in trouble, I guess you're going to have to keep your mouth shut. You're not in the United States anymore.
Right. And it is, after all, a foreign country.
Yeah.
We know what they've done to the Uyghurs, not that they do it to the athletes, but who knows. By the way, jobless claims fell for the second straight week, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, did they really fall, or is something else going on here?
Well, we're going to get the jobs report today at 8:30 this morning. We're going to see where that's at. The ADP number was really bad, and they're not expecting a very good print, and they're saying this has to do with Omicron. And again, you know, no one is thinking in Washington, D.C., they just keep, you know, talking around these issues. There's things that we could do to improve the situation. We discussed here on the program, really trying to get many senior citizens back into the labor force. Even if it was just a couple days a week, it would be a major boom for this economy. It would be certainly very, very helpful. So, again, you know, no real out-of-the-box thinking coming from Washington, that's for sure.
Now, a big plunge yesterday in shares of Facebook owner Meta Platforms Incorporated. They went from $900 billion down to $600 billion, which is pretty doggone big. And I guess, Mr. Facebook himself, Zuckerberg, lost about, $60 billion of his personal wealth or something like that?
Well, yeah, it's the value of his stock that came down. It's not like he lost cash. And then people get this bit confused. But, yeah, they had major issues, privacy concerns with the new Apple iOS system that prevents them from tracking people
mm-hmm.
and also their investments that they're making in the metaverse.
All righty. I hear the music coming up in my ears. You're going to have yourself a busy weekend. You're going to get a little rain. It sounds like as if you're going to get ice after that. So be careful.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go to his website. Check it out. And his show is heard on the weekends on many.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.